The SPLM Northern Sector, they have decided that since Yasser Arman is withdrawing for the same irregularities and the problems that is facing the electoral process, they have concluded that this, the same thing will apply also to the other positions. So the SPLM Northern Sector, they have decided that they are going to boycott the election.
Tell me, Ezekiel, is there a difference between the SPLM Northern Sector and the SPLM Southern Sector?
The SPLM Southern Sector is going to election from His Excellency, the President of the Government of Southern Sudan, President Salva Kiir Mayardit, who is the chairman of the SPLM. So we are having elections in the South from the President of the South all the way down. So it is only the Northern Sector which is actually going to boycott the election. By the way, it is very important for the world to know that the CPA was also meant to address the grievances of the people of Southern Sudan. That's why in 2011 we are going to go for the referendum, and then in that referendum we will decide if we are going to be part of Sudan or we are seceding. But as things are now in Sudan, Southern Sudanese are going to vote for separation, and we are going to have a country in 2011.
Pagan Amon was quoted here as saying that the SPLM for the Northern Sector have arrived at the conclusion to boycott elections in the 13 northern states of Sudan, excluding the sensitive states of Blue Nile and Southern Kordofan. For the purpose of our listeners, could you tell us what he's talking about?
It is very important for you to know that the CPA stated that the two parliaments, the elected parliament of the two states in Northern Kordofan and Southern Blue Nile, they will be the ones to actually decide the future of the two states through a popular consultation. So there has to be an election in those two states, and we need to have the election. The same as having election in the South, because you need to have an elected legitimate government which can take the people of Southern Sudan to the referendum and then take them to what they have been fighting for the last 21 years.
For the purpose of our listeners, Southern Sudan will take part in Sunday's election.
Yes, we are going to take part in the Sunday election. From the President of the South all the way down to the Member of the Parliament in the States and Member of Parliament in the Parliament of Southern Sudan in Juba. And 100% we are going to win. The SPLM is going to win in the South, and President Salva will be re-elected as the people's president of the South.
Let's assume the SPLM wins the election in the South. What does this mean?
It means that you have a government elected by the people of Southern Sudan, and this is the government which will take the people of Southern Sudan to the referendum, whereby they will vote and decide their future in a free and fair referendum, because it is very important for us to have this referendum on time, January 9, 2011, and have a government elected by the people to take the people of Southern Sudan to independence of the South.